Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:13 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price with you on this Tuesday afternoon. Thanks for sharing your ride with us. We appreciate the ride home today. I hope you are having a good drive. Be a little careful. I know the roads in some areas still have a little bit of standing water on them, so it'll be slippery. Austin's going to come up here in a second. He just did an update on the weather for us, and we'll have the latest in terms of what to expect for the next, 36-hour, couple of days out,
sure.
Something like that. So Austin will be going over that. So just make sure that you do drive safe when you're heading home this afternoon. And thanks for listening.
Absolutely. 5:13 here. One of the top stories here nationally, the Supreme Court will likely weaken an important environmental law after justices heard the case today. Chris, I know you're a big environmental guy. Mm-hmm. The majority conservative justices implied they support limiting the scope of which environmental impacts could be considered when the government makes decisions. Justice Brett Kavanaugh said that courts have taken an overly aggressive role in these decisions, and this could have major implications in projects involving oil and gas drilling, mining, pipelines, highways, and more.
Okay, two and holding so far. The annual Keep the Reef Green Fire Safety Campaign has added two red bulbs. Now, during the month-long campaign, the wreaths are on display all over the place at county, city fire stations, including select governmental buildings. And the way it plays out, you know the drill, you know what's going on here. So let me just remind you, if you don't, each time firefighters respond to a residential or commercial structure fire with damage, green light bulbs replaced with a red one to remind you of the dangers posed by fires in residential homes. So be extra careful and safe, especially when we're going to start talking about more so when the colder weather gets in. But those space heaters can be very dangerous this holiday season. And we'll that'll be coming up. We'll talk about that.
Okay, let's see, 5:15, or at least close enough to it. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Do have some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. And, man, backup has really increased on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing the Windhaven Beach area. As for Highway 90, still got some backups there, whether it be your traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard, or westbound coming from the downtown Milton area heading towards Dogwood Drive. Outside of that, it's just a couple more of our usual spots. As for the weather, sitting at around 72 degrees right now. The low is significantly lower, though, around 48 with an 80% chance of showers. But Wednesday and Thursday will be highs in the 50s, lows at around 40, maybe a little bit over, and no rain in sight.
Okay, 5:16 News Radio 92.3. President-elect Trump, pretty high on cryptocurrency. So there's a trend that's going on up in NYC, debanking. Are you familiar with that?
No.
Well, it's a new trend among the banking industry that has some cryptocurrency companies and tech folks concerned. A lot of concern here. A lot of money on the line here to be concerned about. Grady Trimble in Washington has more with this story.
It means banks refuse to work with certain clients or businesses, particularly those that might be seen as risky. In this case, those in tech and specifically cryptocurrency claim they're being blocked from the banking system. And Congressman French Hill, he says the committee will investigate these claims. It comes after venture capitalist Mark Andreessen told Joe Rogan that 30 tech founders have been debanked during the Biden administration. Crypto companies Coinbase and Anchorage Digital tell Fox Business it's happening to them, and Coinbase says it has documents that show the FDIC is directing it.
All right, and here locally, a cantonment company landing a huge contract with the Gulf Coast VA.
Yeah, nice hit.
Yeah, ESA South was awarded a $78 million contract to renovate Building 1 at the Biloxi VA Medical Center. North Escambia reporting that the work will ensure that veterans receive the best possible care thanks to state-of-the-art facilities.
Okay, Pensacola City Council members looking into writing off unpaid debt. This is from two companies that used to call the Port of Pensacola home. They're going to vote Thursday on writing off the debt from Streamline Holdings and the Pensacola Bay Oyster Company.
This does not disqualify the city from seeking repayment on either front. One company is dissolved, one is not. And Again, what we're talking about here is 1/3 of 1% of the entire revenue at the port. So $10,000 of about a $3 million annual revenue.
Okay, Mayor Reeves says it would ultimately cost the city really actually more to take legal action against the companies than to write the debt off. So it pretty much balances it out. Pensacola Council is going to vote on the issue Thursday evening.
All right, and a legal battle over a Florida law placing restrictions on social media platforms is going to last a little longer than expected. A federal judge says the trial to discuss the constitutionality of the 2021 legislation will take place in January of 2026, which is about 2 months later than originally planned. Several tech industry groups, including NetChoice, are challenging the measure, which prevents platforms from banning political candidates from their sites. The law was initially approved after President-elect Donald Trump was kicked off Facebook and X after his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol.
Okay, over at the United Way of West Florida, getting pretty darn busy this time of year. The holidays increased the number of calls into their 211 hotline. Now, that hotline is key to helping people from anything from paying a bill to putting food on the table, even domestic violence intervention. Are you looking for further help? Just call 211 to receive an updated list of local organizations who can actually help you out here. I see where the Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy, is testifying before Congress. He did this today before Congress as lawmakers questioning. Here's the question they're asking. Why is the USPS losing billions of dollars every year?
Fair question.
Can't get an answer out of that. Here's Jeff Flock.
There are 31,000 post offices in the U.S., and half of them don't make enough money to justify being open. But anytime you try to talk about closing one, boy, you've opened a hornet's nest or poked one. So I take you to Capitol Hill, where the Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy, is talking about reform and, you know, things like cutting back delivery times, increasing delivery times, maybe eliminating some people. That's not popular, though, when you try to implement it. Jim Comer is the chairman of the House Oversight Committee. He says he supports the reform, but it's probably going to mean cutting people.
All right, just about 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, a Florida fisherman recently discovering something floating off the coast when he was going on his fishing journey, and safe to say it wasn't fish that he stumbled across. We got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Are you feeling strong? Isaiah 40:29 indicates that God only gives strength to those that know they're weak. Muhammad Ali, the famous boxing champion, was about to fly on a commercial airplane when the stewardess asked all the passengers to be seated and buckle their seatbelts. Ali said to the stewardess, "Don't you know who I am?" He went on to say, "I'm Superman, and Superman doesn't need a seatbelt." The stewardess replied, "Well, Superman doesn't need a plane either. Now sit down and buckle up." The application for you and me is that we're not as strong as we think we are. I encourage you to recognize your weakness and call upon God humbly to ask Him for a fresh dose of His lasting strength.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Classes start January 10th. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. That is this Friday at 9:30 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Sarah, it's been ages. How are things?
Hey, Lisa. Things are okay, I guess. Things with Mark haven't felt the same lately.
Oh, Sarah, that is so common. It could just be ED or low testosterone.
Really? I didn't even think about that. I was blaming myself.
Yeah, Jim had ED and low T. I thought I was doing something wrong, but it's just a medical condition. Now he's passionate about his job again, lost a little weight, and even put on some muscle since he went to Wave Men's Health. They specialize in ED and low T treatments, and you should see the way he looks at me now.
Wave Men's Health delivers powerful, personalized treatments to reignite the passion in your relationship, even if other pills and treatments haven't done the job. Don't let ED or low T put a damper on what should be the best time of the year.
I forgot how we used to feel. I got my husband back.
Dial 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today and rekindle the magic, because you both deserve to feel the joy this season brings. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
The Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's always Sunny's. Join Elton Scott tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel to hear about Sunny's barbecue events in the Pensacola community. Win some amazing prizes and hear how Sunny's barbecue is building a strong Pensacola, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Hey, tell Sunny Elton sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Todd with Frontier Motors wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Mars Shandy with Burns Estate Planning and wishing you guys a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't text and drive.
This is Kaylee from Wave Men's Health wishing you a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Kimberly Blair with Florida Power and Light in Pensacola. We want to wish you a joyful and magical Christmas filled with love, laughter, and cherished moments.
Hi, I'm Steve Taylor, and I usually hang out in the newsroom at News Radio 92.3. I'd like to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Gainesville's very own Tom Petty.
Yes.
Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Happy Tuesday afternoon, everybody. Thanks for having us on. I just want to make sure that you are aware, and you happen to be a parrot head. I always like to kind of drop this in here because they still haven't got the plates yet, Austin, and I've been keeping these numbers up. If you're interested in that Margaritaville specialty license plate the Florida legislature approved this year to honor Jimmy Buffett, you really won't need to hurry. New specialty plates in Florida must get at least 3,000 pre-sales before the first one comes off the press. There is a limited amount of time to do this. As of right now, 1,589 of those plates have been pre-sold since October 1st. Now, if you're looking at the numbers, parrot heads, 1,411 more to get those plates made before they go into production. So if you'd like to do that, stop on by your very friendly DMV and drop your bucks down to hold a plate.
Well, speaking of vehicles, it's 525. So let's go ahead and get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Worst-looking spots right now are what you would expect. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, backed up, pushing you almost back to I-10. Outside of that, it's just Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing through the Windhaven Beach area. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 72 degrees, low of 48 tonight with an 80% chance of showers. But starting tomorrow and essentially bleeding into your Friday, we've got pretty nice weather. I mean, at least I'd say. Wednesday and Thursday got highs in the 50s. Friday, it warms up a little bit with highs getting back to the mid-60s. But nonetheless, it will be cooler and drier than today has been.
527 News Radio 92.3. Scammers are making the most of the online shopping boom this holiday season. Messing things up here. Better Business Bureau saying those scam reports up 125% already in scam cases compared to last year. Fox is all over the story this afternoon.
Fox on Tech.
You're scrolling through social media. You spot an ad from what looks like a trusted store, but it's not. Experts say scammers are getting sneakier, but spotting red flags can save you money. Here's Leah Napoliello. She's the vice president of investigations with the Better Business Bureau of South Texas.
They look for various products that are going viral. They're very, very popular, and they may
advertise them at very low prices.
Right now, scammers are using tactics like fake tracking numbers that seem real but lead to non-existent packages, and payment methods like PayPal's friends and family option. Last year, around 24,000 people told the BBB they lost money to online scams. Ashley Gonzalez is a victim in Houston, Texas. She was buying a gift from what seemed like a legit vendor.
It had a tons of likes and stuff on Facebook, comments.
If you see suspicious ads, report them to the BBB or the Federal Trade Commission. With Fox on Tech, Sarah Allegre, Fox News.
All righty. 527 here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Chris, if I told you that a Florida fisherman found something along the coast, but it wasn't fish, what would you assume it was?
I don't know, but I'll match that with goats in pajamas coming up.
Oh, all right.
I don't know.
55 pounds of cocaine is what it was.
Whoa.
Valued at $1.7 million. It was floating off the coast, according to the Brevard County Sheriff's Office. The drugs, wrapped in watertight packages and marked with a scorpion insignia, were turned over to authorities. And in a lighthearted statement, the Sheriff's Office invited the owner to claim the packages, promising secure storage and an all-expense-paid stay at the county jail. Investigators are urging anyone with information to contact them. Don't know why we would know that. Anyone around here would. But on the off chance that you do, reach out.
Did you ever see the I don't know if it was a movie or a special or so, but it was like bears on cocaine or something like that?
Cocaine Bear, yeah. It was a film.
Think about cocaine sharks.
Oh, my gosh. I'm surprised that's a film that hasn't been made yet.
I want to tell you. Let me make it a little more softer for you here tonight. Okay? Runamuck Ranch. Remember this. This is up in Bratt. Comes alive again this year. It's open. You want to talk about lights? Bring your sunglasses. There are so many lights, tens of thousands of lights, including, this is the star of the show, those little silly goats in pajamas.
Yes.
People love those things. The free event is a walkthrough event, so if you're thinking about maybe kicking back in the car and driving, forget it. You're going to have to get out of the car, and you're going to have to do a little bit of exercise. See, there's some value to this story here. You're going to get a little bit of exercise out here. It's okay. Not a drive-through presentation. Bring along the way those walking, running, whatever shoes, hiking shoes. The ranch located at 4951. This is Rigby Road up in Bratt, about a mile and a half from Bratt Elementary. The Lights Festival is open Thursday nights through Saturday nights through December. So get prepared. It's coming up on Thursday. Okay. Gates open at 5:30, and they shut them down around 8:30.
All right. Thanks for the heads up, my friend. And Republican Senator Mitch McConnell cleared to resume his schedule after tripping and falling earlier today. A spokesperson for the Senate Minority Leader said he sustained a minor cut to the face and a sprained wrist. This comes after emergency personnel were seen leaving his office in Washington, D.C. The 82-year-old appeared to freeze momentarily at an event in Kentucky in 2023. Yeah, he did that a couple times. And he's just one of those people that people who, even if they oppose him politically, they're like, man, you're just not fit for politics. You're past that point.
Okay, coming up in about 7 darn minutes, Austin and I are going to dive into the sports world. Hang around. Come around with us.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Bail denied for the suspect taken into custody in Altoona, Pennsylvania, in connection to the fatal New York City shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Blair County District Attorney Peter Weeks talks about what's next after the 26-year-old man fights extradition back to New York to face murder charges.
We're in the process now of securing a governor's warrant from the state of New York. And, you know, we'll be prepared when the judge schedules the hearing to do what's necessary to get him back to New York.
President-elect Trump's cabinet picks, meeting with senators in Washington, including Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, says he got together with Secretary of State nominee Florida Senator Marco Rubio, expressed support for his confirmation.
I look forward to seeing Senator Rubio's hearing in the new year. I've worked closely with him in the past. We've had a good relationship. I think he's qualified for the role, and I certainly don't start out with any negative disposition.
America's listening to Fox News.
Pop us in with your money now. A federal judge is blocking supermarket chain Kroger's merger deal with rival Albertsons, saying it would stifle competition, according to Bloomberg. A U.S. district judge in Oregon issued the ruling today. Amazon is now selling vehicles on its U.S. website. Access to Amazon autos went live today in 48 American cities. Amazon says it would add leasing and financing options at a later date. Amazon currently only offering new Hyundai vehicles. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session lower, with the Dow dropping 154, the S&P 500 sliding 17, and the NASDAQ dropping 49 points. In a world of rising rent prices, Gen Z is finding it difficult to not only find a job, but to find a job that pays the bills. 6 out of 10 Gen Z renters are rent burdened, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. A.J. Brown clearly wasn't happy with Jalen Hurts after the Eagles' victory on Sunday against the Panthers. And Brandon Graham didn't help that situation when he talked about it on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The Eagles have a Super Bowl-caliber roster, and now Nick Sirianni needs to put his foot down and nip whatever is happening in the bud, because if he doesn't, it will prevent the Eagles from winning it all. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's football time at BetMGM. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, original bets, and the best daily promotions in the business. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older, new customer offer. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, their U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi,
This is Tom Baudette from Manger 6. We know you've been traveling a lot this holiday season, and you've probably been told there's no room at the inn. Well, that's just not the case here at Manger 6.
This is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a super Happy New Year.
Hi, I'm Morgan, Promotion Assistant for Cat Country, wishing you a Happy Holidays and a Merry Christmas.
This is Tom Baudette from Manger 6 reminding you there's always room at this inn. We'll even leave a star out for you.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Tuesday afternoon. Hope you're having a good drive home this afternoon. We're going to dump into some sports here in just a second. Just want to remind you, Florida's duck hunting season is underway. Goes on through the 26th of January. FWC is confirming hunters need a license and a management area permit this season. So don't forget that if you're heading out to do a little bit of hunting. Also, fall red snapper holiday season continuing this month. The weekends, here are your dates, the effective dates. Coming up this weekend, 13th through 15th, the 20th through 22nd, and December 24th through 31st. Boat captain still reporting spectacular fishing, and it's still underway. Time Magazine, by the way, Austin.
Yes.
I did want to get this in here. Time unveiled their Athlete of the Year, and Jared Max has the story.
Caitlin Clark's basketball greatness caught the attention of many who may have never watched a women's basketball game, or any sport for this matter. First, she broke the women's NCAA scoring record, then the men's record. Then she led her team at the University of Iowa to the national championship game. And 2 weeks later was the number one overall draft pick in the WNBA for the Indiana Fever. She led the Fever to the playoffs for the first time in 8 years. Clark started all 40 games for Indiana, was the WNBA Rookie of the Year. WNBA teams sold out their games when Clark and the Fever came to town. TV ratings hit all-time highs. Along with all of her accolades this year, Caitlin Clark named Time Athlete of the Year. Jared Max, Fox News.
Listen, I know that Caitlin Clark on the social media spotlight has been kind of polarizing as far as just how much love she gets, and people always, you know, gauge her skill and how much of her praise is truly deserved. But I think when it comes to this accolade, she was the only right answer. When you look at not just what you do on the court, but also the impact that you have off of it. When we're talking about the attention that you bring to what has been, popularity-wise, a struggling league, I think that's just phenomenal. And then you have her excellence with how great she was in college, with being the first overall pick. Not only that, but the Indiana Fever were a struggling franchise, and it's not like there's some unstoppable force now, but she was a big part in them, I believe, making a postseason appearance. So she's just been firing on all cylinders. Well deserved.
Okay, I want to get this straight with the Ice Flyers because I have in my notes here. Yes, it's back on the road for the Ice Flyers. Friday, the good guys match up against Quad City. Then in my notes, it says then they're back on the bus for a home game Saturday against Quad City. But they're actually playing both of those games in Quad City, aren't they?
Yes.
Okay, a little bit of... So if you're an Ice Flyers fan, don't go to the Bay Center Saturday
You'll
night.
You'll be disappointed.
Don't go there. Please don't go there. But wait a week later. Then you can do that. I think...
December 21st, yeah.
Huntsville moves into town.
Yeah.
Huntsville Havoc.
That's the thing. They have two road games with Quad City, and then it's a home-and-home with Huntsville, how I think it is.
I got that also.
Really odd.
I do enjoy watching hockey, though.
Oh, for sure. And I know you're a big basketball guy as well.
Yes, so I am.
So since we just mentioned Caitlin Clark a moment ago, let's shift over to the NBA here. The NBA Cup quarterfinals tipping off tonight in just about 20 minutes. Nice. The first game of the night, the Milwaukee Bucks hosting the Orlando Magic.
I'm getting my updates over here on my phone tonight.
Yes, that gets underway at 6 o'clock. That game will be followed by the Mavericks and the Thunder at 8:30. The winner of each game will advance to Saturday's semis in Las Vegas, and the final of the NBA Cup tournament will be played December 17th. That's a week from today.
Okay, here's a programming note for you. Thursday night, Los Angeles takes on the 49ers, take on Los Angeles, the Rams, on Thursday night football. That's the prime night. But here's where I'm going with this. ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, has that game. Pre-game starts 6:30. for that one. Then it kind of rolls across the hour. About 7:15, they'll kick it off. But it's L.A., San Francisco, Thursday night. It's prime night.
All right. And, you know, just keeping with the NFL theme, Ja'Marr Chase helped the Bengals snap a three-game losing streak with a big performance on Monday Night Football last night. Cincinnati defeated the Dallas Cowboys 27-20 in a primetime matchup at AT&T Stadium. Chase had 14 receptions for 177 yards and two touchdowns, and now has five games with two or more receiving scores this season. Joe Burrow, meanwhile, completed 33 of 44 passing attempts for 369 yards, three touchdowns, and one interception. The Bengals have kept their slim playoff chances alive and remain third in the AFC North at 5-8. Dallas wideout CeeDee Lamb finished with six catches for 93 yards and a score, so it's not like they did bad. Rico Dowdle also rushed for 131 yards as the Cowboys fell to 5-8. So, very even matchup, even records, but, and Chris, I told you this earlier this afternoon, I give the Cowboys offense credit that I didn't give them yesterday, and that is Cooper Rush is starting to really find a rhythm with this offense, but I told you the Bengals offense was really going to shine here, and it sounds like statistically it did, and it was enough to get them to win.
I tell you what I didn't enjoy at the end of that game, though. The camera panned over to the Dallas bench, and there you see these 300-pound guys sitting there crying. Mm. Man, it's a job. You know, it doesn't look right. It's just for me to see, you know, come on, get over. You're getting paid $1 zillion to do it. But anyway, I was glad to see Cincy win that game.
And look at this. We got breaking news here on ABC. Joe Burrow targeted during Cowboys game. His home was broken into. So it's funny that we were talking about that story there because now we've got another development. Of course, this tethers into some of the bigger picture issues with some of these professional athletes having their homes broken into while they're playing their games.
Isn't that amazing? But we were talking about this 2 weeks ago about these superstar football players getting security services.
Yeah, Kelsey.
In place and all. Did Joe not get the message?
I guess not. But it's been multiple people, I think, in the NFL, NBA, and I think even the NHL was somewhat affected.
Okay, 543, News Radio 92.3. I wanted to kind of pick your brain here a little bit. Maybe you're getting ready to grab the family up and take them off on that Christmas vacation. Maybe a cruise flying off somewhere.
Yeah.
If your holiday plans take you to Haiti, you should probably start considering alternative plans and plan a new vacation. Getting there is now close to impossible. American, including Spirit, JetBlue, have already halted their operations from Haiti into and out of Haiti after commercial aircraft. And we talked about this one for this was about 2 weeks ago. Gunfire. They're shooting at these commercial aircraft.
Right.
And there's bullet holes in them. U.S. Embassy in Port-au-Prince reports the security situation is unpredictable and dangerous at best. Travel within Haiti is conducted at your own risk. I used to go to Haiti during this time of year to a place called Labadee.
Really?
Labadee, Haiti. And beautiful country, just absolutely beautiful. But through the perimeter, you could go back maybe a half mile into the perimeter. That was where the barbed wire fence was. You cross over, because they're having civil war.
Yeah.
You cross across that fence, it's on your dime, your luck.
Well, and that's why I was about to ask, and I don't mean this as aggressively as it sounds. Why would you go to Haiti?
Because Royal Caribbean, they own that port.
Yeah.
They own the Labadee port. They've groomed it. They made it just absolutely spectacular.
Right.
They're not going there right now. So nobody's going near Haiti right now.
Yeah.
But that's why I went, because I'm a diamond cruiser with Royal.
Right. Well,
that's where we went.
Well, that's the thing. You know, of course, they've got a history of, at certain times in the year, especially having not really good roll of the dice when it comes to some natural disasters, some climate issues and all that. But, man, I mean, we've heard about the gang warfare recently really ramping up on more of a governmental level. And now we've got the bullet holes in planes.
Well, I'll tell you, my kids, Tyler and Harry, refused to get off of the ship in Labadee. They felt so badly because at Christmas time, they would have the big feast out there for all the people on the beach, you know, for the people on the ship.
Right.
But then you would see across the way the children in the hills and sitting there and watching what was, it made you feel pretty bad. You just want to get up and get out of there.
No, I mean, I don't doubt that for a moment.
So my boys were really touched by that. Mm. And they never have forgotten it either.
I can't blame them.
I feel so sorry for those Haitians. It's terrible. War is terrible.
Yeah, there's never an upside. 5:45 here. We'll take another quick look at the roads and weather here. Just slightly scanning Gulf Breeze Parkway, Navarre Parkway. That seems to be where we're only having issues right now. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, passing through Windhaven Beach. Got some issues there. And on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. It's not as bad, but it's nonetheless prevalent. Outside of that, though, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, 72 degrees, low of 48 tonight, with about an 80% chance of showers. So this evening, cold, rainy. Tomorrow, it's going to be cold, but luckily without the rain. High of 56, low of 39, and it's going to be increasingly sunny throughout your Wednesday.
And I told you I was going to tell you about the space heater issues that are kind of surfacing this time of year. Scambia County Fire Rescue encouraging you to practice safe heater safety and know the potential risk associated with home heating equipment. This is important. According to the National Fire Protection Association, heating equipment, one of the leading causes of home fire deaths, and space heaters account for 4 out of 5 home heating fire deaths. If you do want a free smoke detector, you don't have one in the house, get it. Believe me, put it in there. Call 850-595-HERO, 595-HERO, and you'll get yourself a free smoke detector.
And we give you your Wall Street numbers every hour. Well, the stock's closing lower today. The Dow fell 154 points to 44,247. The S&P 500 lost 18 points to 60,034. And the NASDAQ dropped 49 points to 19,687.
Okay, former Trump officials are working with a drone technology company to build a digital fence on the southern border. Now, this is interesting. Max Gordon has more from Chino, California.
We're talking about using AI sensors and drone technology to patrol the southern border, and we've got some of that tech on display right here. These are two drones manufactured by Design Technologies based out of Irvine, California. This is the Leap. It can stay in the air for about 30 hours at a time, and we've got the Ultra. And believe it or not, it can stay in the air for 80 hours at a time. And the thing that makes these two drones unique is that they can take off, fly, land, all without a pilot. They both utilize this advanced camera technology that can detect motion from up to 25,000 feet in the air. And according to Design Technologies, they would be able to patrol the southern border, the entire southern border, with 3 to 5 of these aircraft up in the air at a time.
And recently, and when I say recently, I mean it was weeks ago, but you get the idea. Chris, you and I talked about a potential merger that could be happening between grocery chains Kroger and Albertsons, and that was like supposed to be some like huge deal, right? Right, because they're both very profitable household names there. Well, the merger's being blocked.
Yeah, it didn't fly.
A judge sided with the FTC earlier today, arguing the merger would have eliminated head-to-head competition between the two chains, and it also said it would have led to higher prices for shoppers. The merger was set to be worth around $25 billion. The judge's ruling essentially kills it.
Okay, my friend is heading to the small screen talking about Matt Gaetz. Yes, he's going to be a far-right broadcaster on One America News. Gaetz will host his own hour-long political talk show, which heavily supports President-elect Trump. Surprised? Not really.
Nope.
OAN promoted the show in a series of graphics starting this morning, caught him this morning, and they call Gaetz in these promos a powerhouse. Okay. Easy. I know him as Matt and his dad's Don. I
mean, he's been popular amongst his voter base in Florida.
And that show will start airing weeknights at 9 p.m. Central Time.
All right, just about 5:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, got another possible case of bird flu being detected in Northern California. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more tomorrow at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
You know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
Yeah, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, anything, you need to tell an adult, someone you know and trust. That can be hard, but speaking up about a problem is what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Serving overseas was just the beginning.
We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. A little bit of Christmas music for you this afternoon. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Having a great Tuesday, I hope. Thanks for having us on today. If you're preparing for the 2025 beach season, not too early to do so, especially if you have your eyes set on becoming a lifeguard. Preps in place for the beach season. Tryouts were held, as you know. We've talked about it. Told you all about this for a good month beforehand. They held the tryouts last weekend at the UWF pool. The Pensacola Beach lifeguards are now looking to recruit a total of 70 to 80 qualified candidates to guard 10 towers during the 25 season. Additional tryouts going to be held in January, February. I'll have those dates for you once they release it. Give you plenty of notice here with the goal of having guards on the beaches by March. Spring's just around the corner.
It is, unfortunately.
No. You and that person on that, whatever it was, it was that Channel 3 reporter saying, I wish it was 10 degrees outside.
She did not say that.
What did she say?
She just wants it to be colder, and I agree with her.
She says, her words were like, 17 degrees would be great.
What's her name, Karis Harmon? Something like that.
I have no idea.
So, yeah, I'm Team Karis all the way on that one. Whatever. Bottom line is,
what is a Team Karis? I just want to know what that is.
I am on her team. Her name is Karis. Okay, well, whatever. Can we get back to the news, please? Just about 5:54, you're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Mentioned this before the break. Another possible case of bird flu has been detected in Northern California. Health officials in Marin County investigating a possible case of bird flu in a child. They began the investigation last week in collaboration with the California Department of Public Health and the Centers for Disease Control to determine how the child was exposed. The case, if confirmed, would be the second in a child in California. A child in Alameda County tested positive last month, and that child experienced mild respiratory symptoms, and no one else in the family or daycare got infected. But the source of that child's exposure is also unclear.
Okay, here's something good you can do if you want to retire your U.S. flag. Penn Air Credit Union presenting its Old Glory Flag Retirement Program. The program is dedicated to the respectful retirement of any old, worn, or tattered American flag. You just bring the retired flag into any Penn Air branch to ensure those flags are retired with honor. Hey, the feds are doing something strange over in New Orleans. I just want to pass it on to you. This is a kind of a strange type of approach to winning a case. Federal prosecutors are now charging a number of personal injury attorneys over New Orleans on a scam involving allegedly intentionally causing traffic accidents. Very interesting. Eben Brown has the report.
The U.S. attorney in New Orleans is indicting several area lawyers specializing in personal injury lawsuits, accusing them of staging traffic crashes and benefiting from lawsuit settlements. The investigation began years ago when a cooperating witness was shot and killed.
Had this witness not been murdered in 2020, I think that other attorneys and higher-ups in the hierarchy of the stage accident scheme would have been indicted.
New Orleans Metropolitan Crime Commission President Rafael Goyanesh. One indicted attorney is Vanessa Mata, known for her local advertising. Mata's own lawyer denies any wrongdoing. Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty, 5:55 here. We'll get that last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Typically this time every afternoon / evening, we don't see too much going on the road. See a lot of the congestion start to break down. That's what we're seeing now. Do have some minor backups on the Var Parkway traveling westbound passing through Windhaven Beach. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, 72 degrees right now, low of 48 tonight with a pretty high chance of showers. So try to get some shelter tonight if you can. Tomorrow, it's going to be cool, but no rain. High of 56, low of 39.
So tell me what you're going to do on New Year's.
I am going to set off fireworks, perhaps. Stay up until midnight and go, woo, happy New Year, baby. Verbatim.
Do you ever watch those New Year shows that they have on with the networks? You know, they celebrate and they have the host on there and they get loose. I remember one year, what his name? Anderson, he's on CNN.
Anderson Cooper?
He and a friend of his got pretty lit one New Year's. I mean, it was hilarious.
All right.
What I'm going to here is Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve has added some more performers to the lineup. Michelle Polino has the story.
Morissette and Renee Rapp are among the performers added to Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest. Blake Shelton is also set to take the stage live from Las Vegas and the 90s supergroup TLC in Times Square. Morissette is kicking off the 30th anniversary celebration of Jagged Little Pill and will take the stage multiple times throughout the night, with Rapp joining her to sing You Ought to Know. Meanwhile, Shelton will be performing his latest single, Texas. And TLC will sing songs from their album Crazy Sexy Cool, which is also marking its 30th anniversary. Country breakouts Dasha, Ernest, and Hardy and pop singer Kesha will join previously announced performer Carrie Underwood. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Check that out.
Yeah, heard some country names in there, and I'll keep with that theme. Dolly Parton, we've mentioned this before, she's searching for performers for her upcoming Broadway musical. The country music icon looking for people to play herself as well as her family members. Dolly, an original musical, is inspired by the singer's life and decades-long career, and auditions can be submitted at dollymusical.com. Now, the reason why I bring this up is not only because it's a relevant pop culture figure, but also because I wanted to extend that offer to you, Chris. I know you're a big Dolly guy.
I love Dolly.
Yeah, and I don't know what cross-dressing you do in your spare time, but dollymusical.com if you are so inclined, my friend.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun when you put that blonde wig on, too, and go into Krispy Kreme and buy the Dolly donuts that they have over there. Talking about cold weather, something you like here.
Yes.
Cold temps moving into the area. Remember the four P's? Pets, people, pipes, and plants. Keep the pets indoors as much as possible. Make frequent checks on older family, friends, and neighbors. Leave faucets dripping to prevent frozen, busted pipes. And air temps below 30 degrees will also result in damaging sensitive crops and plants. I have my satsuma tree that is blooming in my backyard. So I've got to go put, I guess, a blanket or something on top of it when it gets to be that temperature.
Right.
So, good idea. Cover the outdoor plants or bring the darn things inside. Kind of hard to do if you have to bring a satsuma tree in.
Yeah. Yeah. Bring the plant inside if at all manageable. Also, the widely successful National Cinema Day that featured discounted movie tickets will return next year. The Cinema Foundation announced the initiative will be rebranded as At the Movies and will be held quarterly. It will kick off January 19th with National Popcorn Day, followed by Sneak Peek Saturday on April 19th, Date Night at the Movies on August 15th, and Family Day at the Movies on November 9th. Movie theaters will offer different promotions for each date.
Christmas lights are on downtown. Those lights are bling. They're beautiful. Have you been down there?
Yes, I have.
Start up on Cervantes, head south on Palafox, cruise down Palafox, all the way, take it down to Maine, or maybe to Jocko's, and just check out the lights. Come back next hour. This is News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.